Hi guys, welcome to Are You Okay? A podcast where we strive to inspire, innovate and impact through various experiences and perspectives. And today we have a very special guest all the way from Singapore, a singer-songwriter, Lala Boy.
All right.
Wow.
Welcome back to Malaysia.
Thank you so much, man. It's really good to be here.
So today we're going to talk about relationships. Mm-hmm. Can I know like how many relationships you had before?
Wow. Firstly, man, this is a really cool thing because we never get to talk about this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. The interviews that we normally do and podcasts, you know, we never can really like ask these kind of questions, right? Yeah.
Yep. Personal life.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm glad it's with you, man. But how many relationships have I had? Mm-hmm. I think around six.
Six? Wait, how old are you again?
Right now I am 27. Okay. I'm 1995.
Okay.
Yes. And you are?
91.
91. And how many have you had?
One, two, three, four.
Man, see, I knew it. I saw it in your eyes. You were like, oh my gosh, this guy has so many relationships.
Many? You had six? Six, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's quite a lot. But for me, relationships have always been a way to, I mean, of course, you always hope that things would work out. Mm-hmm. But when things don't, it always happens to be a learning experience for the next one. Mm-hmm. And at this point in my life, I feel like I've found the one, man.
You found the one?
I think so.
So you're in a relationship now?
Yeah, I am.
So are you happy about it?
I am somebody who has always viewed relationships in a very idealistic way. Like, mm-hmm. I idolize it in a way. Always been somebody who loves romantic movies and like love songs and all this kind of stuff, you know. So for me, I've always loved love. Mm-hmm. But this one feels different, man. This one is like everything that I've learned throughout my life. Mm-hmm. It's all coming down to this now.
I mean, like for me, I used to like believe in fairy tale love story. Mm-hmm. Like everyone deserves like a happy ending and stuff like that. But for the past few years, I've seen so many relationships fail. Mm-hmm. Like from my friends, even my own family members. So I kind of like lost hope already. Mm-hmm. Like I don't believe in like forever and ever. Like that's because they say that love is, it can last up to a lifetime or maybe more than that.
Yeah.
But in this era, I feel like it doesn't really exist anymore. Like maybe one in a million, you can find like one true love.
Wow.
But most of the time, people are just compromising because they had to. Like, they have to get married. They mm-hmm. have to build a family. So they don't really care. They come to a point where, oh, let's settle down. I feel like I need to settle down and ready. I'm like 30 plus, I'm 40. I need to have a family. Mm-hmm. If not, what would the other people say? And stuff like that. And in today's topic, we're going to talk about are we perfect together or we are in a toxic endeavor? Mm-hmm. So sometimes you feel like in your shoes is like you guys are meant for each other. The perfect relationships. You feel like she's the one. She feels like you're the one. But in some other people cases, there are actually people who feel like if I don't get together with this person, maybe I would never find another one again. Some other people cases. Mm-hmm. So in relationship, what do you feel like it's the most important factor?
Wow. The most important factor in a relationship? Friendship.
Friendship.
I think friendship is the most important thing, man. And you know what, Alvin? It's really cool because I didn't know that this was your view of like when you were saying just now earlier. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm still in that fairy tale state. There have been times in the past where I've been knocked down and I kind of like stopped believing in love for a while as well. Mm-hmm. But things changed when I met this one person, man, and I feel like I started to believe in love again. And I don't want to jump the gun so far, but that's like what I hope everybody gets to experience. Even for like my music itself, like I also want everybody to believe in love again and mm-hmm. and just always have hope, you know. I don't want to believe that there's no hope.
Yeah. Can I ask, like, how long have you been in this relationship?
Almost 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah, almost 4 years now, man.
And you still feel like she's the one?
Yes. And that feeling grows. And going back to the previous topic of, I mean, like, friendship, right? I feel like when you're... like, she's my best friend, man. And because she's my best friend, that kind of goes above a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we have a best friend in life, it's kind of, that's the true life partner right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we can get through anything because I have a friend by my side.
I want to ask you, like, about your relationship.
Okay.
Does she live in Singapore?
No, she doesn't, dude.
So it's a long distance thing.
I've been in a long distance for so long. Like, even in my past relationship, it was also a long distance. But this current one, we haven't been able to spend the recent years together because of
COVID.
Yeah, COVID and stuff like that. But long distance is like, I wrote songs about this, man, because it feels like it's somehow my whole life now.
I see. So like, were you always open for long-distance relationship?
Yes, I feel like if the person is worth it, if the person is truly special enough, nothing should get in the way of that, not even distance. And for me, personally, like, I do believe in distance makes the heart grow fonder. Because that's kind of what it does for me, man.
Mm-hmm.
I spend months without seeing her. And then when I do get to be with her again, it just feels like 10 times better. Because we've been waiting for this moment. And it always just feels like homecoming.
You know, the funny thing is I used to not believe in long-distance relationship. Mm. Like my friends, like the others. Because like some of my friends are like, huh, long-distance relationship is not for me. Like I have like attachment issues. Like if she's not around me, I won't feel comfortable. Like I'll feel insecure all the time. Like I will worry about her and stuff like that. But for me now, I feel like I prefer long-distance relationship because I like my own space.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, sometimes after a long day of work, when you get home, you feel like you need to like detach, not do anything, to not reply on messages, on emails, or like doing posting stories, whatever.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, you know, sometimes I just go and watch movies alone. I already love that version of me. So when it comes to like normal relationship, like, you know, like if she lives in the same city and stuff like that, if ever that person comes, I wouldn't want to stay together. Mm-hmm. Like, because I feel like if, let's say, she know what I've been doing the whole day and stuff like that, she hang out with the same group of friends of mine and I hang out with her friends and stuff like that. So we wouldn't have much to talk about. And I feel like in this generation, in this era, I feel like it would dies off faster.
If you're together, if you spend more time together?
Spend too much time together at the very beginning of the relationship. Because when you get home, if let's say, for example, like you have 2 weeks off, then you hang out with your friends, you do all kind of activities together. When you get home, you have nothing much to talk about already.
Wow.
Because whatever I felt or like I've been through, you were there. You've seen it.
Yeah.
You experienced it.
You're literally there. Yeah.
Yeah, you're literally there. Just so like, I don't know what else to talk to you. Maybe for the first couple of months, it's okay. You guys would still find some things to do or some to watch some movies to kill time and stuff like that. Or maybe like do a lot of stuff. I don't know. But after a period of time, you just feel like kind of feel awkward already, like not to talk to each other and stuff like that. I don't know what to talk. If you are comfortable of not talking to each other, then it's okay. Because some couples do, like they were in the same area, even though they don't talk to each other, but they just want that companionship.
You enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, company, mm-hmm. which is fine. But when you feel the slight awkwardness, even though she is supposed to be your loved one,
yep.
then that could be a problem. Then for my case, I think it's because of we spend too much time together before we really love each other. So that could be a problem.
I've thought of this before, and I wondered, man, our like grandparents who stay together for 50, 60 years, right? How do they do it? How are they able to spend every single second with each other and still feel that connection and that bond and that love? We won't know because we're not there yet, right? But like I said, like I do have hope that we'll be able to experience that as well.
I might have an answer to your question.
Mm.
Because back then, it's hard for us to communicate. Because back then, they don't have like smartphones. Like they don't have like flights, cheap flights. And like, you know, it's hard to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have social media to scroll through like what are the other perfect couples are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So for you is whatever you have, you feel contented and you feel like it's enough. And you wouldn't want more because you don't know there's more.
Mm.
You have no comparison.
Mm.
It's just people in your village or your neighborhood. Everybody knows everybody. So like...
And now you have the whole world in the palm of your hands.
Yeah, dating apps, Instagram, TikToks. Just one scroll away and one DM away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's easier for people to cheat and people to stay loyal nowadays.
Mm.
It's because of the technology that we have. So another question is, how do you make your partner feel secured and, you know, to constantly have the trust in you when you are in a long distance relationship for 4 years already? Like,
right.
How do you cope with that? Like, she never have a single doubt on you? You never worried about her?
I'll say this, man. It makes it so much easier when me as a person and her as a person don't really like going out that much. I'm a homebody person.
Mm-hmm.
She is also like a homebody person. And so we never really have to put each other through that situation of needing to be too worried or needing to be like feeling jealous. And that helps. Let's say my girlfriend was somebody who is always making me worried and making me stay up at night on my phone, like, oh my gosh, I wonder what she's up to and stuff like that. I can see how that makes a long distance relationship more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I'm thankful that I'm not going through that. And it's very easy to be with my girlfriend now because she makes it easy to be with her.
I see. So what if she suddenly changed her profession to an event company?
Wow.
That she do need to like go out and, you know, hang out with clients and stuff like that to rap parties.
Yeah, great events. Great point, man.
What if? So
I've never experienced dating like, let's say she's a celebrity. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced dating a celebrity. So in a way, maybe I've had it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally being like in the public eye and having to always be out, be this like public figure. I give her props, man. I respect her a lot because I know it's not always going to be easy for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason why I love her so much, because she's able to accept my profession.
So she never done anything to make you worry before?
The one time was when there was this guy who was always hanging around her that I knew had feelings for her. And as much as I trust her, it's not always easy to trust the people around her.
But don't you think you should trust her are good enough to like resist whatever it is?
Yes. And she did. And she's still able to all the way till this day. This is where she made another nice sacrifice for me, which was, even though that guy is her friend, mm-hmm. she knew that she had to put some distance, mm-hmm. Just in case.
Maybe we should give some opinions and advice to people out there who is unwilling to try long-distance relationship.
My advice to people is you gotta give it a try. Give it a try. If it doesn't work out, at least you don't have to live with what if. Which is one of the worst feelings that we can have as human beings, man. What if? So I believe that everybody, like, I've seen it happen so many times with my friends. They meet somebody amazing and they know that in a month, in 2 months, like, they have to go separate ways. Mm-hmm. I always try my best to tell them, like, can you guys just give it a try and see what it's like for 1 or 2 months? It could be amazing.
But in the LDR, it also requires, besides, like, you know, trust mm-hmm. and respect, mm-hmm. I think it also requires a lot of money.
Mm.
Because if, let's say, like, she is in maybe like Manila or like somewhere nearby, it mm-hmm. still requires you to like spend money to fly and see her.
Going on trips and see each other. Okay.
So like for some people, they might not be able to afford it so often. Maybe they get to see each other once a year. Do you think that is advisable? Like, you know, do you think that could work if we can't afford it?
I think that's just the cards that you're dealt with. Not everybody is as lucky to be able to always see their partners and travel back and forth. You know, I have friends who see each other every month, but like even me personally, I didn't have that opportunity just because of we were living different lives. She's working, I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And I think different people just need to deal with it in different ways.
In their own way.
Yeah.
I also feel like if let's say you're working a 9-to-5 job, mm-hmm. A job that doesn't allow you to have long holidays,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe the most you can take is like 2 weeks.
Yes.
But if let's say your girlfriend is in Australia or like, you know, in the States, you might want to go there and spend like a month or two
right.
with her minimum because you spend so much money. But then again, your office, your boss might not let you go away for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all these factors, you guys really have to think about it and talk to each other.
Yeah.
If let's say you guys are willing to commit to a relationship, I think all these factors you guys have to really thought it through. And then talk to your partner, like maybe you guys meet somewhere in the middle to have a trip together.
True. I will say, bro, that long distance relationships are never advisable. Like, it's never a good thing. And I always believe that it's most important to be able to close the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And if a couple has that in their mind and they want to close the distance, then it can work out. Because you know that you're working towards a goal that you end up together. But I also know certain long distance relationships where both parties, they want to do their own thing. They want to explore their own lives. And they have no intention of like, okay, next year, it's going to be you and me. And those don't always seem to work out.
So you're saying like if you commit to a LDR, it means that eventually one site has to move to another site's country, or like they go somewhere where they can be together.
Yeah,
right.
I believe in that.
So not many people can do that because their true. Whole life is wherever they are. So for very them true. To make that sacrifice, they really need to know like the partner is the one.
Is the one, yes.
And you're willing to give up everything unless you are having a sad life in your own country. Then, yeah, I want to make a change. Like I want to leave here and move to another country and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. So what about, how do you balance between, I mean, you have to base on your past relationship though, mm-hmm. like not the current one, because my question is like, how do you balance your time between your friends and your girlfriend. Because some of my friends, after they got a girlfriend, they don't hang out with us anymore.
Mm.
Like, I feel like I've lost a friend. Because whenever I ask them to hang out, they'd be like, hey, I'm busy. Like, you know, my girl wants to do this and that. I have to, like, go and accompany the parents, do something and stuff like that.
Right.
So we don't hang out as much before as before. So how do you, like, balance it up with between these two parties?
That is something that is almost inevitable, man. My friends who are in relationships, I don't see them that often anymore. My friends who get married, even less. And so far, I can't really think of anybody on top of my head that has kids, but I would assume that I see them like even less, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I know that I want to spend a lot of time with my girlfriend, and I can feel when my relationships with certain friends are getting weaker,
mm-hmm.
you know? And in those moments, man, I think it's so important to recharge our friendships, because losing friends is a really painful and sad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that there is a way to balance it and spend time with your girlfriend, but also have moments where you devote it to the boys.
Yeah.
You know, or
so that's what I've been thinking about too. Like, I've been single for many years already. So it's coming to the fifth year.
Wow.
And I have a lot of thoughts when I see like how my friend's relationship fails and also friendship fails.
Mm.
So I told myself my next relationship, I need to tell her upfront, like, I will spend as much time with you, but at the same time, you have to let me spend some time with my friends, just mm-hmm. us.
Okay.
Because what if the relationship doesn't work out? I will end up losing everybody.
Mm.
So I would ask her to do the same as well. There are times we can all hang out together.
Yeah.
But there are some time, you know, like maybe once a month, it's just me and my boys.
Once a month is very reasonable, man.
It's very reasonable. Yeah. But, you know, like some partners, they are not that understanding. They could be like, hey, you get one more day with me. Like, why not just spend it with me? You've been busy with work. I've been busy with work. And stuff like that.
Been there, man. Yeah.
So like I said, like you said, finding the right person is very important.
Yes.
Whether they understand your situation, your work, your relationship with your family, with your friends. So it's actually the tough one.
Like it is for sure.
Like there isn't any like book to guide you on how to deal with your partner and your friends or your family. So you actually have to figure out a way to make sure everyone feel okay
mm-hmm.
while you do the stuff that you love.
I think one thing that's really important, man, is for us to treat people the way that we want to be treated.
Mm.
And it should be fair, you know? If we want to spend time with our boys, then we got to give her a chance to spend time with her girls and just whatever friend group that she has. I think there needs to be that balance. And so with what I'm in right now, I encourage her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Please go and spend more time with your friends. I always tell her that.
Okay. I think we cover pretty much quite a lot already. We shared so many of our thoughts and our perspective in terms of what is the perfect relationship for us and what is a toxic relationship for us.
Yeah.
I hope you guys can learn a thing or two. And thank you, Loverboy, for his time for today's episode.
Ben, I mean, first of all, thank you for having me here, man. This is really cool to just be able to sit with a bro and just talk about
chit-chat. Yeah.
Yeah, the way that we, like, life's mysteries and love's mysteries, you know, there's never an answer for it, dude. It's always about learning every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think I understand love and the next day it's all wiped away and I need to restart. But it's okay, man. I think that's all a process of life. And one day we're going to get the answer, bro.
Yeah. Okay, so guys, we have already done with today's episode. Don't forget, we have a new episode coming every Wednesday, same time. So see you next week.